Carlos is in Carson, California on the wild card line. Hey, Carlos, go ahead.
Well, good evening. Well, listen, I think the Illuminati is busy orchestrating chaos again, and I do believe that today's event in Japan was orchestrated by the Illuminati creating chaos to set the stage for world government. Let me tell you why I believe that.
Okay, tell me that. Because, you know, I know they've got a lot of power, Carlos, but I'm not sure they can create a tsunami. But tell me why. What's
going
on?
Well, because the technology exists for that. Creating earthquakes, you know, Nikola Tesla invented the technology way back 100 years ago. But listen.
Go ahead.
This happened on 3/11, okay, basically.
Yeah.
Now, they have a penchant. The Illuminati has a penchant for numerology. 9/11 was there. 3/11 terrorist attack in Spain. The 1/11 or 1/12 earthquake in Haiti. They consistently use 11s. Remember, the towers themselves make up an 11. There's 110 floors at the towers. It consisted of 47 frames, I believe, the building itself, 4 plus 11, 7 mm-hmm, gives you an 11. Mm-hmm. There was a number 11 that hit the tower. All that was meticulously planned. When you look at the Tucson event the other day, the shooter in Tucson had a 9mm 11 cartridge gun. The little girl that was killed was born on 9/11.
Right.
The lady that took the little girl there was had an 11-year-old son, and I think there was a road that was 9/11 that crossed there. See, all these are meticulous calculations and planning that these people do. Now, look at today's tsunami. It happened basically on 3/11, but there was also 8.8 earthquake. The number 8 is another one of their occult numbers.
Well, they changed it to 9.1, but... Yeah.
Well, they probably meant it to be 8.8.
But why would they create the tsunami?
I'll tell you why. Because it's putting the world in a state of crisis.
Well, there's no doubt about
chaos,
that.
Out of chaos comes order, but it's not the order that you and I visualize. It's their kind of draconian order, whereby when they put a world in crisis, they come in with their emergency procedures, more draconian laws, more financial aid through the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and all these collectively tend to put a stranglehold on people, more control over people, gradual control. And we're going to see this intensified more and more and more. What I'm afraid of is they're going to pull something here in the coast of California.
Well, there's been some talk that we're going to get a big one here.
Yeah, exactly, but I think it's going to be man-made. I'm sure it was man-made. Look, 33-foot wave also hit Japan. Now, 33 is another one of their preferential numbers.
Yeah, but
okay?
how did they know, Carlos, if they created the tsunami, it was going to be 33 feet?
Well, because, you see, I don't think it was exactly 33 feet, but they have control over the news media whereby they say, use the number 33, see? We got to give our friends out there in the Illuminati, we got to send them a message that we were involved. See, so they use 11s, 8s, 33s, and there's probably other numbers involved.
Well, interesting theory, Carlos.
They've used this. Well, listen, I've been doing research on this thing for a long time, and these numbers consistently come up. Number 11s.
Well, no, I know that. There's no doubt about that. They come up in the strangest ways.
Well, look, go back to, I heard that the towers themselves were built, the Rockefeller family started building them on 9/11/1972. No, what a coincidence, huh?
You got
that
right.
That is true. I heard that.
All right, we'll check into that. I'm not sure about the tsunami, but you know what? Stranger things have happened. There's no doubt about that. And maybe they do have the capability to create major earthquakes.